This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. America's story, as I understand it, rolls on. I'm investing a great deal of time setting the stage for the story by focusing upon the Christian DNA so prevalent in America's earliest years. In a previous podcast, I zipped quickly through a litany of Christian groups that came to America in the 16 and 1700s seeking religious freedom. But mostly, I have been focusing upon the Puritans, led by John Winthrop and characterized by his famous City on a Hill speech. In today's podcast, I'm going to probe just a little bit into the Puritan mind. Now, many of us have preconceived ideas about the Puritans. We remember the Salem witch trials of the late 1600s, and we think of Puritans as stiff, rigid, and super legalistic people. There is some truth in those characterizations, but a little digging finds the Puritan to be far more than those harsh stereotypes. Allow me to elucidate. Puritan life in early colonial America centered around God and the church. Puritans believed in the Bible and took it as God's holy word. In the Puritan community, the minister held a position of very high esteem. Puritans believed that all men were sinners and that outside of God's intervention, all were destined for hell. But Puritans also believed that salvation could only come through God's grace delivered to them through Jesus Christ, God's Son. Puritans believed in God's sovereignty, that is, God as the ultimate ruler and governor of his creation. They believed that God ruled the nations, raised up and brought down kings, and guided history according to his purposes. They also believed in providence, the idea that God supernaturally involves himself not only in history in general, but in the lives of people in order to ensure that his will is done. Unlike most Christians today, or should I say most American evangelical Christians, Puritans were not dualistic in their views of the world. I don't know enough about the beliefs or teachings of the Catholic Church or the minds of my Catholic friends regarding dualism to address that topic here with them in mind. I can only address those in my circle. Dualism, in its most basic form, is the false idea that good and evil stand on equal ground. But as C.S. Lewis put it, the Christian view is the view that this is a good world that has gone wrong. Rejecting dualist thinking, Puritans believed that all things belong to God, including all elements of culture. Specifically, they believed that education, business, the arts, and government belong to God, just as does the church and the family. All of these arenas occupy ground to be taken and held for God's kingdom. Sadly, many evangelicals today believe that the arena of government and politics is simply a part of the world's fallen system, and that Christians should have no part of them. This putrid thinking is part of the reason our country and our freedoms are slipping away from us today. We have abandoned this arena. You have no doubt heard the phrase, the Puritan work ethic. The Puritans believe that all work is sacred, that every profession is an administration of God's creation. While the Puritans did hold their ministers in high esteem, they did not believe that pastoring or shepherding or teaching a flock was any higher of a call than other honest work in the eyes of God. In my next podcast, I'll continue with this theme by exploring the role of the Puritan minister and demonstrate how, in most cases, he not only taught the doctrines of personal salvation and sanctification, but also invested a great deal of time teaching what God's Word has to say about government. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.